listening to the SIL Language Technology Podcast. We believe everyone's language matters, so we make software tools that help people use their language for learning, connecting, and thriving. Today we will be talking about FlexTrans, a linguist-friendly machine translation system for low-resource languages.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're embarking on a really fascinating exploration into the world of Bible translation. It's this huge global effort, really, with just profound implications for communities all around the world.
It really is significant when you think about, you know, the deep connection people have with their language, especially for understanding like foundational texts. It's more than just words.
Oh, absolutely. It's about cultural resonance, personal meaning, all of that.
Exactly.
But, you know, traditionally, translating the Bible has been a massive undertaking. I mean, it often takes years and years.
Yeah, decades sometimes.
Yeah.
And you need serious linguistic expertise. Plus, it's costly.
A lot. It's a real hurdle, especially, if, you know, for smaller language groups. Okay, let's unpack this a bit, because what our sources are showing is this really interesting development. Technology is increasingly being used to, well, speed up this crucial work.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be focusing specifically on software created by SIL and looking at some really compelling stories where this tech has made a genuine difference on the ground.
And our goal today is really to get a handle on how these tools are actually being applied. We've got some powerful examples from the Philippines and Peru that, honestly, they really demonstrate the potential of these new approaches.
Right. And we'll be taking a closer look at one key software tool, FlexTrans.
FlexTrans is central to these stories.
Okay, so let's dive straight into our first success story. This takes us to the Ida Maganci community in the Philippines. Picture this. Roger Stone, he's a translation consultant from SIL, arrives planning to train local pastors in translation methods.
Right.
But instead of pastors, he's met by five widows. Quite an unexpected start.
It really was. And, you know, before this, the Ida Maganci community had actually tried translating the Bible themselves.
Really?
Yeah, but the project just kind of stalled. It was just too complex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Traditional methods can feel incredibly overwhelming, especially if you have limited resources or, well, haven't done it before.
I can imagine, exactly. But here's where the story takes a really interesting turn. SIL manages something called the Ayeda Cluster Project there in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. The cluster project.
Yeah, it involves several languages that are actually related. They share a common parent language.
Which is smart, because this clustering lets consultants work more efficiently. Insights from one language can often help with the others.
And this is where FlexTrans enters the picture.
Right. What's particularly interesting here is how FlexTrans offers a different way in compared to, you know, starting completely from scratch. It's SIL's software, and it combines Flex. Think of Flex as a super detailed system for managing all the language data, the words, the grammar.
Okay, like a sophisticated dictionary and grammar tool combined.
Pretty much, yeah. It combines that Flex database with a rule-based translation system. So it acts like this powerful assistant, helping to generate initial drafts, build dictionaries, create other reference materials you need.
Got it. And a key detail here is that another language in this Ayeta cluster, Ayeta Mag Indi, they'd already finished their New Testament.
And some Old Testament books, too, including Ruth.
Right, including Ruth. And this existing translation, it turned out to be a massive advantage for the Ida Maganci team.
Precisely. So the Ida Maganci team could essentially build on that Ida Mag Indi translation of Ruth. They linked their word lists, their lexicons, in Flex.
Okay.
And basically use the existing translation as a launch pad to quickly generate a first draft in their own language.
And the results were, well, pretty remarkable, weren't they?
They were. This first draft was surprisingly understandable, surprisingly natural sounding.
Wow.
The team apparently had this feeling like this work will be very light. Mm. You can just imagine the relief, the motivation boost.
Oh, no, definitely. It just shows the power of leveraging those similarities between related languages.
It really does. And it was this draft, this very draft of Ruth, that had such a profound impact on those five widows we mentioned earlier. Hearing scripture in their own language, maybe for the very first time like this, it just sparked this incredible engagement, this excitement. Roger Stone himself said he'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah, he said, and this quote really stuck with me, "The ladies began engaging with the story like I have never seen any group in any language engage with scripture."
Powerful stuff.
It really underscores that deep connection, doesn't it? When people access these fundamental stories in the language that speaks right to their heart.
Absolutely. It just reinforces why this work is so vital. And, you know, this wasn't just a one-off. Our second story involves the Aieta Mbala translation team. They faced a huge challenge.
Oh, right. This was when they lost their mentor.
Exactly. Their mentor, Mercy Ramos, from the Translators Association of the Philippines, passed away. It was a huge blow.
I can only imagine. Their New Testament was only half done, right?
Yeah.
And they were struggling to figure out how to continue without her.
Understandably so. But this is where that cluster idea, the interconnectedness within the Aieta languages, really helped again. The Aieta Magindi team, the ones with the completed New Testament and who'd use FlexTrans.
Yeah.
They offered to help the Aieta Mbala team finish their New Testament using FlexTrans.
That's fantastic collaboration.
It really is. And again, impressive results. They quickly produced a draft of 2 Thessalonians.
Wow.
And what's also interesting is that while reviewing this draft, they actually found even more linguistic similarities between Aieta Magindi and Aieta Mbala than they'd first realized.
Huh. So the tech actually helped uncover deeper language connections too.
Seems like it. So if you connect this to the bigger picture, it shows how this technology can, yes, speed up translation, but also potentially deepen our understanding of how languages relate to each other.
So for both the Aieta Magansi and the Aieta Mbala communities, FlexTrans, combined with that intra-group collaboration, really helped them move significantly closer to having the full Bible in their own languages.
Definitely made huge strides.
Okay, so we've seen these really powerful examples of what FlexTrans can do. Let's maybe dig a bit deeper now. What exactly is FlexTrans and how does it work under the hood?
Right. So at its core, FlexTrans is a type of machine translation software. But, and this is key, it's specifically designed for what we call low-resource languages, languages that don't have huge amounts of existing digital text.
Okay. So not like Google Translate, which needs massive data sets.
Exactly. As we mentioned, it leverages Flex for managing the lexicon, all the word data, grammar rules, meanings.
That detailed language database.
Right. And it integrates with Appersium, which is a well-regarded open source machine translation platform.
Okay. So what makes it particularly good for these low resource situations then, if it doesn't have tons of data to learn from?
That's the crucial difference. It uses a rule-based approach. So instead of statistical learning from data, it allows linguists, people who understand the languages deeply, to analyze the source language and create very detailed rules.
Rules like, if you see this word ending in the source language, change it to this ending in the target language, but only if the preceding word is a verb, that kind of thing.
Exactly that kind of thing, but often much more complex, covering syntax and sentence structure too. Linguists define how to accurately transfer meaning and structure from language A to language B.
So it's less about the machine learning on its own and more about human experts teaching the machine very specific instructions, like giving it a very precise grammar book and dictionary for just these 2 languages.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. And that's why it's so valuable where those huge bilingual text collections just don't exist. It relies on linguistic expertise. The software itself provides the framework. Flex's morphological parsers break down the source words into their parts.
The morphemes, the smallest meaningful bits.
Right. Then the FlexTrans modules apply the rules the linguists created, using Appersium's engine, to build the translated sentence accurately in the target language.
We actually have some comments from people using it. Mark Bean, for example, described it as precise in that it does not allow sloppiness. That sounds important.
Very. He also said it's powerful in that transfer rules can cover many situations. Improving. That precision comes partly because linguists have to actively confirm the analysis of the source text, and the system flags things that don't match the rules. It forces accuracy.
Right. It keeps you honest, linguistically speaking.
Kind of, yeah. And Roger Stone from the first story called it a perfect fit for the Aieta Magindi Aieta Magansi pair. We saw the results.
We did. And David Weber mentioned its potential for significantly better computational adaptation translation of important documents material. So broader applications beyond just scripture.
Definitely.
Now, a question you might be thinking is, does this work for any 2 languages? Like, could you use FlexTrans to translate, say, English to Mandarin easily?
Well, theoretically, you could try to build the rules for any pair. But practically speaking, FlexTrans works best, most efficiently, between languages that are related.
Like the Aieta languages we discussed.
Exactly. The closer the languages are, grammatically and lexically, the easier it is to write the transfer rules and leverage those similarities. Translating between, say, English and Mandarin, which are linguistically very distant, would require a lot more complex rule writing. It's possible, but much more work.
That makes total sense. You mentioned needing those flex lexicons, the word lists, for both languages. What if a community is just starting out, maybe it doesn't have a fully developed digital lexicon?
That's a good point. Fortunately, Flex itself is quite flexible, pun intended.
Yeah.
You can import existing wordless data if it's in certain formats.
Okay.
But crucially, you can also just start building the lexicon as you go. Add words, add grammatical information over time. It doesn't require everything to be perfect up front.
And it's not just about Bible translation, is it? Once you've set up this system, this Flex database and the Flex Trans rules, there are other benefits.
Absolutely. The sources highlight this. Once the system is configured between two related languages, communities can potentially use it to translate other important materials relatively easily.
Like what kind of materials?
Things like health information, maybe trauma healing resources, community development materials, even other books or stories.
Wow. Okay.
And a really key point here is that once it's set up, this translation work can often be done with less ongoing external help and often without needing an internet connection. That's huge for remote communities.
That is huge. No internet required. That opens up a lot of possibilities. We also saw info from a video that illustrates this really well. It showed translating from one related language called Mayumi's language in the example to another Lorenzo's language.
Right. That video.
It laid out the steps pretty clearly. First, you do the grammatical analysis in the source language using Flex. Then you link the vocabulary between the two languages in Flex. Then you apply the transfer rules using FlexTrans.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and this seems critical, the community themselves carefully review and polish that draft output.
Absolutely essential, that last step. FlexTrans can produce a really good first draft, especially between related languages, but it's not magic. The community's involvement is crucial to check for accuracy, naturalness, cultural appropriateness.
Yeah.
Making sure it really sounds right.
Yeah, the human touch is still vital. We also had that note about Mark Bean again, this time in Peru. After using other tools, he switched to FlexTrans for a Quechua project.
Right. He'd used Carla before, another tool, but found FlexTrans worked well for this Quechua context.
And he had great success, right? Translated over 50 chapters, which was actually more than his initial goal.
Yeah, exceeded the goal. And the update mentioned plans to use FlexTrans to translate the Old Testament for four more related Quechua varieties.
So it really seems to be proving its worth in different parts of the world with different language families.
It really does. It points to FlexTrans becoming a really valuable and increasingly used tool for language development and translation globally.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it's really clear that technology, specifically software like FlexTrans, is playing this increasingly vital role. It's accelerating Bible translation, yes, but maybe more importantly, it's empowering communities.
Giving them the tools to access scripture, these foundational texts in their own heart languages.
Yeah, that
powerful moment you mentioned with the Ada Magansi widows hearing Ruth and just connecting with it so deeply. That really captures the potential impact, doesn't it? Making these texts truly accessible in a way that resonates.
Absolutely. It really makes you stop and think about the profound impact of having these core texts in your own language. That sense of belonging, deeper understanding, cultural affirmation. And tech like FlexTrans is helping make that a reality for more people. So maybe the final thought for you, our listener, is this. When you see the power of this kind of linguistic technology bridging communication gaps here, where else could similar approaches be beneficial? What other areas could really use this kind of tech to make vital information truly accessible across all language barriers? Something to think about.
This has been an SIL Language Technology podcast. Thank you for joining us. For more information, please visit software.sil.org.